St. Anthony Mary Claret, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we have the Mass for the propagation of the faith. On Sunday, we had the special collect from that same Mass, because Sunday was Mission Sunday. And today, of course, I've just come back from my own missionary trip. So we're meant to be thinking about the mission these days. And I want to tell you how you, as students at our school, can all of you be missionaries. And it's a way you would hardly expect. Sometimes we try to raise some money or make a collection to help the priests and the missions. And, of course, that's important. Sometimes we try to send something to them. I mean, rosaries or scapulars or books, things like that. And that's important, too. But there's something else. During October, you students spend a lot of time in church, don't you? I mean, you have the Mass as usual every morning, which is usually sung, very beautifully so, every school day. And then in the afternoon, because it's the month of the Rosary, why, you come back to church and you pray some more. In so doing, children, I want you to remember that you are missionaries. And if you try to pray well, why, you could be like the little flower, the feast of the saint whose feast we had at the beginning of this month. Why, you could be a missionary. What a wonderful thing that would be. She's the patroness of the mission, even though she spent most of her time praying in her convent. And because she was cloistered, she never left the Carmelite convent in that French town with which she entered when she was a very young girl. How could she have been a missionary? Well, once again, it goes back to praying. Sometimes people would say, oh, well, if you're a student, then I suppose you should spend most of your time studying. They don't quite approve of the idea of going to church. Not every day. It seems a little over the top for a lot of Catholics, even, I mean, which is a curious thing. But they're the same ones that will tell you, well, I had a hard time getting my rosary in today because, you see, I was so busy. The best thing to do, children, when you find yourself busy, and even children, I think, sometimes can be awfully busy, the best thing to do when you find yourself with too much to do and not enough time is to pray. Spend some time in prayer. That might not seem to be very logical, but it's true. We call it the prayer principle. Today is the feast day of a saint, Anthony Mary Claret, who was canonized by Pope Pius XII in 1950. And he lived in the 19th century in Spain, but he was also a missionary in France and in Cuba. St. Anthony Mary Claret did an awful lot in his life. He was probably one of the busiest people who ever lived. He wrote more than 140 books. And then he founded a printing press, a printing company, and they printed hundreds and hundreds of books. During his life, he preached more than 25,000 sermons, and he confirmed more than 100,000 soldiers of Christ. He was very busy in his life. He founded several religious congregations dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And busy as he was, he always had a rosary in his hand. He was all the time praying. I think he learned that when he was a young man. You see, as is often the case, he wanted to be a priest. That was God's call to him. But his father wasn't so much in favor of it. So for a while, out of respect for his dad, he helped out his father, who owned several factories where they produced cloth. But he permitted his father to allow that in the factory where he was the manager, everybody who worked there would be allowed time to go to Mass every day, just as you do, and also to pray the rosary there at the factory, just as you do at home and as you do at school now during October. And you know, he had a hard time persuading his father of that, but he said, look, Dad, I promised you, actually we'll make more profit for the company than any of the other factories that you own. And his father was very skeptical, but he agreed to give it a try. And sure enough, it was true. The prayer principle worked for him, and that factory prospered, whereas the other one, their work was just sort of so-so. The prayer principle, children, is something which is very important. It's not something you can read about. It's only something you can do. In other words, I think you'll be the best student ever because you do pray so much. And you'll also be the children at home and good Catholics. Oh, and you'll also be good missionaries. What happened to St. Anthony Mary Claret? Well, he went to Rome to be a missionary, but the church in Rome sent him back home to preach in his own country, and he would make a lot of conversions. And then the Pope needed an especially good bishop to send to Cuba, because everyone was pretty wicked there. So he was sent to Cuba for a while, and he did a lot of good there. And finally, he was called upon to help the Queen of Spain to be her confessor, it's called. And he took advantage of that by founding a library and writing books and publishing them about science, which was another one of his great interests, and preaching missions wherever he went. Finally, there was a revolution in his country, and this missionary had to go into exile with the Queen into Spain. And there, the government was going to arrest him. The bad Spanish, who were Masons, they came to arrest him from one side, and the French, they were Masons too, they came to arrest him from the other side. And he was so sick and so tired, because he had spent his whole life as a missionary for God's glory, that he didn't even have the strength to escape. Besides, there wasn't a single place in the whole world he could go to anymore, because the Masons had all the power to so many of the countries in Europe. And then our Lord decided that he had suffered enough, and that he died peacefully in a Cistercian monastery, and he went to heaven as a great saint. He had earned his rest. Children, you can be and you should be missionaries, and that way you can be helping me out in my mission work. And the nice thing about it is you'll be even better students than you were before, and it's called the prayer principle. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.